Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Hybrid Jazz is a vision of all that is jazz, both traditional and contemporary, domestic and global. Here's your host, Trish Hennessy.
Well, thank you, Dave, Super Voice of Philadelphia. Oh, my goodness. He is the traffic king in Philadelphia. I just have to let you know, if you're ever in Philly or even beyond and hear that voice doing traffic reports, he's been doing it since Methuselah's time. He's amazing and one of my best friends in the whole world. And normally after Dave, we would hear the intro music, but no. Right out of the chute, you are going to be immersed, as I have been, in this gentleman for the past few days, actually the past many days, because there has been much listening of music in this house, and here's the reason why. We're not dealing with just a guitarist, ladies and gentlemen. No. We are dealing with not only a multi-instrumentalist, but also a vocalist, a songwriter, a producer, a performer that absolutely blows everybody else out on stage, so you can't ever follow this guy, all right? We're not talking about merely a 24/7 visionary. We're talking about a 25/8 visionary. And we're talking about a uber catalyst for interplanetary peace. I'm talking about Steve Oliver.
My God, Trish. Hello.
Steve,
what do you say after that? There's not much to say.
And that just came to me. You are the uber catalyst for interplanetary peace.
Oh, that I love that. Can I use it?
Yes, of course you can. How are you?
Oh, wonderful. It's great to be on your show, and congratulations for this wonderful Hybrid Jazz. I love the title.
Well, look, you know what? This has been a long time coming. You know how much the need is for a show of this title.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then, you know, here comes Steve Oliver to solidify why.
Yeah.
No, honestly, it's World Citizen is such an album to reckon with. Oh, my God, Steve, the buzz is so crazy about this. You know, right?
It just came out May 1st, so it's like it's still kind of its baby, just making its mark. You know, it's still growing.
Oh, look, I don't know what they're doing in other places, but I know in Baltimore, D.C., Philly, it's real strong. People are taking notice. There seems to be a little voice in the wilderness that is just defying all of the pencil boxes or all of the categories that people have placed them into heretofore. You are all breaking free.
Wow. Nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
It is. The more I hear this CD, the more I'm struck by what kind of creativity is not only involved, but evolved. Because, oh my gosh, the reason why I was immersing myself in the past few days is because I actually went back and I was listening to First View and Positive Energy and Radiant. And Steve, I'm just going to tell you, there is... You just described it before we got on the show. You have a certain pattern that you like to do, but more than the pattern you suggested, in all of these albums, there's a movement toward direction, there's a destination, there's looking forward, there's wishing, and there's dreaming.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're exactly right. That is the pattern.
Isn't that
a good observation?
Cool? Yeah. You hardly ever talk about just you. It's always we.
Yeah. It's funny you say that, because that's exactly how I think. It's not about me. It is about we.
Man.
The global world, that's, you know, especially in the last two projects, you know, Global Kiss and then move into World Citizen, the new album. And, you know, that continuity of thinking of everyone, not... Right. It's true. I look outwardly. That's why on the cover of World Citizen, I'm looking out. Because I'm looking at you know, I'm watching the world. I'm not, you know, I'm sure we're of the world, but it's just, you know, because I care, you know, it's that simple.
Oh, that's evident. And didn't the Marion Meadows design team do the album cover for you?
Yeah, Marion did. He did Global Kiss, and then I asked him to do World Citizen. You know, to keep the party going, keep the same continuity. You know, the outdoorsy theme. And he was so excited. I mean, I just love working with Marion. And a lot of people don't know he's not only a great saxophone player, but he's, you know, an amazing artist. And this is his passion. He loves doing, you know, websites and artwork. And I mean, he's really good.
And you know why there's a connection between you and Marion? I love him too. And
mm-hmm.
I was just telling T today on the way to this interview that we had, I can always pick out when he's playing. There's a certain way that he plays. As masculine as he is, he has a feminine touch with that saxophone that is just so appealing. And because he is so unbelievably multicultural, there's a League of Nations inside of Marion Meadows.
Yeah. Yep.
And it resonates with you, you and he, because you think multiculturally, you think globally, and he is.
Right, right. And you're exactly right. And, you know, it was really neat. When he came up, he actually asked me to do, you know, the artwork. He goes, Steve, just send me a picture of you, and I'll just design something around a picture and just let me know what you think. And that's how it started. He just asked me about doing the cover. You know, it was kind of because of his passion, and he understands where I'm coming from, I think, you know, obviously as an artist and as a, you know, thinking globally, you know, and he loved that concept. So I think he just kind of came up and just said, hey, you know, at one of my shows, you know, gave me the idea. And so that's where it started. And I'm so glad he did, because, you know, here we have Global Kiss and now on the World Citizen. And
yeah. Oh, my God. He just he really did get you. And I love him because he's got such a heart for people. You've
mm-hmm.
noticed that, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. He's honest, and he's just, you know, forthright, and yeah, and a sweetheart, you know. And he wants to get it right, you know. He just wants to get it right and do it, and, you know, and he's passionate about it.
Yeah, he's passionate about a few things. He met my son a few years ago, and we had no idea. I never had met him before, so T and I met him together. So he knew about T from other folks, and he went right up to him. And here's this little guy. Ladies, I have to just say that Marion Meadows is built like a little brick outhouse. He is just, he is so adorable. And then he says, hey, T, how you doing? It's good to meet you. My name's Marion.
Yeah. Yeah, I could. Yeah. Hey, that's a good impersonation.
He is a trip. Oh, my gosh. How did you, no, let's pose this differently, Steve. After Global Kiss, and gosh, there was such a response to that, and I know that you felt the love.
Yeah.
Did you want to just segue? Was it deliberate or was it organic from Global Kiss into World Citizen?
It was totally organic. I knew I wanted to keep that theme alive, you know, because it's so me, you know, and it was real easy. So I actually had the title, you know, during Global Kiss of World Citizen, I knew that's going to be the title of the next record. So I knew writing music with that, you know, context was, you know, having that title really was great to have. And
mm-hmm.
as a writer, as a producer, and as a, you know, and I think I even on this album, I went, you know, on the new World Citizen album, I went out even a little more on the music side of things. I did some, you know, really cool things, which I didn't do on Global Kiss. So, you know, and I used different players, but, you know, then I used some of the same similar players on Global Kiss, but I used a lot of new people too. So it was just an extension, but it's still me because, I have that sound, you know, it's a sound, you know, with the voice and the guitar kind of thing. It was a definite concept from the beginning of the recording process and writing process.
I just love the fact that you're stretching and you're bringing artists into this project after project that you're doing that really do need to learn from you. They need to expand their wings too. I would imagine the excitement was palpable when you brought some of these really superior musicians into the recording process, weren't they?
Yeah, it's so true. And, you know, it's really great to see them respond, you know, when I bring a song in to have them play on it, or, you know, or they come over to my studio and, you know, play on it. They're just like going, ah, you know, they could sense what I'm trying to do, and they get inspired, and I love that. I mean, there's nothing better when another musician is really digging the music he's playing on, you know, and feeling it, and it just translates, you know. And I love doing that with other artists and talking to them about concepts and then helping them get on their concept, you know. So it's kind of you know, we're just throwing love all over the place.
Well, and that's true. You are. It's clear that you are very generous with how you treat these performers, because I can hear it on the CD. I mean, you've got, gosh, how many people do you have here? You've got Donald Phillips, Billy Sherwood, Andrew New, Will Donato. You've got collaboration with Jim Peterick. My gosh, you brought in a lot of folks.
Yeah, and what's really cool is I brought in some guys from the rock world, because, you know, I've always loved rock music too. And, you know, you mentioned Billy Sherwood from, you know, he was in the band Yes for like 10 years. And then I work with Alan Hewitt from, he's now the keyboard player for the Moody Blues. He's on the new album and the new single. And yeah, and then, you know, of course, Tom Schumann, who was he's been in Spyro Gyra, keyboard player for Spyro Gyra for 30 plus years from the beginning. He's been in that band. And he just did we just did a show together, and Tom was in my band. So Tom Schumann played keyboards in the band last weekend. It was just a blast. And we did an amazing, you know, CD release, kind of breaking out of the new album, because it just came out May 1st. So, yeah, it was just awesome playing with Tom Schumann. I mean, oh, my God, what a master.
Oh,
on keyboard.
That's cool. Oh, yeah.
And then I'm playing on his new record. So, I mean, I just did, I'm working on some vocals. I'm doing a vocal tune for his thing. So, yeah, so we're just passing around the baton, the musical baton, and helping each other out, you know, on each other's projects. And I love doing that. It's so fun.
Well, you would be a boon to anybody's project, because you have this freshness about you. You are never going to be, in any work that you do in the future, not one of these stale artists who keeps, somebody actually used this expression the other day, chewing the cud. There was a person who was describing what somebody does musically, chewing the cud, regurgitating out the same kind of stuff.
Right, chewing the cud. Oh, my God.
But you won't do that. Your mind is on overdrive all the time. That is correct in that assessment, that introduction, 25-8 visionary, because you're always creating, aren't you?
Yeah, you're absolutely. I mean, it's like breathing to me. I mean, I wake up and start my day. Every day I write something new, and I create something new. It's just part of the mantra for me, you know. And you know, there's something about being able to, you know, create something from nothing, and it makes you feel something, you know, right away. So I just go on it, and I love that process. I love that creative process. It's so addictive. It's, and maybe that's why I have so many albums on the back burner. It's ridiculous. It's so many songs. So I'm realizing, okay, so I've been producing a lot. So I've been, you know, I had to start doing that, because the output is so, you know, vast, you know, and just constantly creating and wanting to help other artists too, and with music. So it's just been crazy. It's been really, really good in a good way.
Oh, it's really refreshing to hear somebody speak like this. And look,
really?
It is, because, I mean, we really do get some wonderful people as guests on the show. But
yeah.
We've learned this expression in church. I just joined a new church, and it's really down to earth, and I really appreciate that. And one of the things that the pastor always speaks about is being transparent. allowing people to see the authentic you and not trying to snow people for any reason. Just be authentic and let the spirit of who you really are shine through.
Right.
And you do that.
Wow. Oh, thank you. That's,
so that thanks. Translates into some work that really gravitates to people, because people, despite the fact that the world tries to paint them a negative picture of who they should be and who they want to aspire to be, people basically want to be happy and they want to be good.
Yeah, absolutely. And my motto, I always tell this to everybody. I mean, people come up and ask, hey, how'd you get, what do you recommend for a new artist getting into the music, or how do you do it? And, with any job, it's all about your passion, If you have the passion, things follow.
Yes.
And I just believe in that. I've always have. And so that's what I always tell people. And I love anything I could help. I mean, I'm just a helper. Like, we were saying, a lot of people right now in the world are talking, things get kind of grim, And so I just, the first thing that comes out of my mouth is something, well, look at it this way, and give them something. It's part of my DNA. I just can't help it.
It is.
I don't want to sit there. We could sit there and just go, everything, the whole world is in an uproar and blah, blah, blah. I mean, we can go down that road, but is that really helping? No. So.
And that's the thing. I just laughed out loud at this morning, because I was up at the crack of dawn to get things ready for the interview today. But I just thought, what is it about Steve? What is it about his particular positivity that is so appealing? And you essentially just said it, but honestly, this is it. You give people permission to think positively.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're exactly right. And it needs to be, and it just needs to be said. And I think once you open that door, it helps. It just, all of a sudden, the weight comes off a little bit, on the individual or whoever it is. I just notice that when I see smiles. Sometimes when I'm working with an artist or we're doing a session and I'm here in the studio and I just look over at them and I could tell they're contemplating something, I'll just go, hey, what's going on, And, I just sense people because I care, and it's my little way of trying to, and I do the same thing with my music when I write it. I want people to hear it and feel that essence, feel that kind of positive spark. Maybe it might help them, or just feel good with the music because it's coming from a good place. It really is. I mean,
there is no question about that. And hence the idea, right before we got on to the show live, there was an idea. I'm going to put a bookmark in that. And usually I don't do this, but Steve, if you don't mind, there's somebody that's been holding for a while. And I want to see who this is, because obviously they want to say hello to you.
Great.
So let me see. Hello, 313. Who is this? Wait a minute. Let me see. Hello?
Greetings, both of you. How you doing, Trish? It's E.
Hi, E. How are you?
Doing just fine. What I'm doing is listening to the broadcast by phone because for some reason, again, we got something going on with the loading and the sound. So I'm refreshing right now. So that's what I'm doing.
Okay. I see the modus operandi here. Well, good. You hang on. That's cool. And I know that you're enjoying Steve Oliver. I know you are, aren't you?
And greetings, Mr. Oliver. How you doing?
Hi, good.
This is Steve. This is Albert Norwood II, and not only is he a faithful chat room person, but his input is very wise, and we're going to be hearing music from him later on during the show because he is also a musician.
Oh, beautiful. Nice.
Yeah.
That's her.
Well, you just hang in there, E, and we're going to get back to you. Matter of fact, sometime after 2 o'clock, you're going to be hearing one of your songs, so check it out.
Got it.
All right.
Great.
All right, E, hang in there. There he goes. Here's the idea, and I'm going to give you this idea. I want you to ponder it, and then we're going to get into a song. And I'm not going to, I'm going to do my usual thing about giving folks three songs, but I honestly want to, this is the first time ever I've asked anybody who's listening to the show to make sure they get all of the CD of World Citizen, because there's a fluidity there. There is a real sense of peace there. And matter of fact, somebody said about you in a previous album, and I just have to say that that's the best word for it, jubilant.
Ooh, yeah.
Jubilant, yes. It's like this this new spirit. When you open up the door and spring air comes in, that's the way this album's going to feel to you.
Wow.
Yeah. That's it.
Well, that's the intention, you know, and I'm glad you said that about, you know, the whole album, listening to the whole album, because I really look at it as the whole album. It's a flow. Instead of, you know, I know a lot of people are, you know, downloading like one song and, you know, which is fine, which is great. But when I put albums together, I think of, you know, because I love albums myself, and I'm an avid buyer of music. I buy stuff every day on iTunes, by the way.
Do you?
Oh, I'm addicted. Mike, it's ridiculous. I mean, I just can't get enough. But that's how I pace the album, as an album, as a listening, you know, of how, you know, I just like to listen to music too. So, it, you know, it really goes hand in hand to me.
Wow. That's and when you do that, when you are so in tune with what other people are doing, it sparks something in you. Mm-hmm. When you have that selflessness, as you do, in listening to other people, it inspires you to reach for another idea and expand on that. I can just see how your little mind works, Steve.
Oh, you boy, Trish, you're on it. You got it. That's so true.
Man.
Because, I always look for those type of artists that just, wow, you know, they excite you. They makes you feel good. And, wow, what is that magic? You know, what is it about that? You know, and I'm a seeker of that. And
yeah,
I always look for that in all genres. I mean, I love it all. I mean, I listen, you know, to world music, electronica music, chill music, to rock, pop, singer-songwriter. I mean, I'm addicted. I really am. And I could hear the spirit of the artist, you know, and that's what I always look for. I want to hear them write the music. I want them to be presenting it, you know, coming from them, because I know there's a lot of artists that don't write their music, but I always look for artists that do, you know,
yes,
write, you know, because then you get who they're about more,
yeah,
as
yep,
a person. And I'm always encourage artists to write their own music. I mean, and because that's when the essence really comes across, and their sound will come across if they write their own tunes. And so I always kind of, you know, encourage that, you know, instead of, you know, a lot of people do cover tunes and, you know, other people's music, which is great. And, you know, there's a, you know, ways to do that too. But I like to hear the artists, you know, the Joni Mitchells, the, you know, Paul Simons, the Billy Joel's, you know, Elton John, you know, how they write their own stuff. It's like them, there they are, you know. It's really, you know, that's what I look for.
And actually, Steve, you know, with the inception of their writing, maybe it took somebody like you in their life. They had their own Steve Oliver to encourage them, because I know from having met so many budding artists, and then those artists have grown, and,
mm-hmm,
and then they have become names. At one point, they didn't think that they were worthy to write their own songs.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know why? Because it's very vulnerable.
Yes.
It's a vulnerable position for an artist or any songwriter to, you know, you're always, like, careful of who you present them to. You know, it's like this, or even a chestnut of an idea, you know. It's like, could be like an 8-bar, you know, just little idea, you know, it doesn't have to be very long, but yeah, it's very vulnerable and scary, you know, to present.
Yeah, how much of yourself do you want to reveal? How
right.
can I write this song in a way where maybe someone won't think it's about them, or hopefully they won't necessarily uncover that it's about me, but it's important for me to communicate this, and I feel it. I'm getting the tug to do it, but, it's like you're standing on a precipice.
Right. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, and, it's a scary place to be, but, you know, once you start realizing that it's okay, and not everything's going to be great. I mean, everything you write is, not going to move mountains, and that's okay, but the process is that you're doing it.
Yeah.
And you're learning how to do it, and that's the process of writing music, writing songs. And you just got to keep doing it, and it just, grows and grows and grows.
Well, one of my new favorite songs is from World Citizen, and it's Pure Spirit.
Ah. Wow.
Yes. Man, it got into me and it never left.
Oh wow, that's it. You know what? It's a beautiful, it's a real pretty song. It's very ambient and you know that it's funny you said that. There's I played the synth guitar that I helped create, Carvin, a great guitar company called Carvin out of San Diego, and I played the synth guitar also, which goes with my guitar. And that song, Pure Spirit, was a sound I created that I'm playing the bass notes. I'm playing this, 12-string ethereal kind of sound on the guitar. And then the orchestra is on top. So I'm doing all of it live with one guitar. So that song I wrote completely with that sound. And it just has a special sound that I've never heard before. You know, it's something I just kind of created, sound designing. I'm real into sound designing with the guitar stuff. And I spend a lot of time on that. So that's where that song came from, inspired by that sound, just playing one chord. And the sound came out. I was like, oh, my gosh. So I just started instantly creating a song with that sound.
That particular song struck me for a number of reasons. It's a very spiritual song for me. But, we've had this conversation because actually you were on Cool Jazz Conversations and you had mentioned a particular person. And I thought, if Peter Gabriel ever heard that song, he would drop.
Man.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for saying that. It's very nice. But
oh, yeah.
I'm a huge, Gabriel. Again, he's very a visionary, forward thinker, world music lover, loves R&B, pop, everything, progressive rock, and, I'm the same way. So I just, wow.
Well, look, let me tell you something, Steve. I don't know if anybody's told you lately, but you are one of those people where other people go, wow, Steve Oliver, wow, really?
Wow.
Oh, my God. You could be on a bill yesterday with Peter Gabriel. That would be like a head trip for you and Peter Gabriel to tour.
Oh, yeah. It would work so well.
It would.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm down with that. He would just be as excited about your work as you are about his. It's just that, in the circles that he travels in, who knows how much stuff he knows outside of his immediate world.
Right.
Or how much he pays attention to. And
sure.
It's just like the idea. There's a little idea, and we're going to play Pure Spirit, and I'm just going to run the idea past you after the song.
Great.
Okay, cool. Steve Oliver is the shining guest today. He's shining, and he has a brand new CD out called World Citizen. It is just amazing, and this is one of the amazing selections from it, Pure Spirit, on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Dave Oliver, you were in a deep place when you wrote that.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Oh, my goodness. You traveled. That is pure spirit from World Citizen. And it's in my ear again. I'm listening to it. And you have no idea how much this excites me. You are able to create things you might not even be aware of what you're doing, because I heard both the Orient and Native American music in that.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, exactly. I mean, I try to dig deep in all kinds of different sounds, you know, and that's all me on that track. I played every instrument, so I was real. So I was real involved in the, you know, and I'm a big percussion lover, so I love finding different sounds from different, you know, worlds, you know,
yeah.
And even kind of unspoken sounds that you don't even recognize, kind of creating my own. So
yes.
It's kind of a combination of the old and the new and forward thinking. And that was my concept of this whole song. And it's ambient and has a nice over, you know, feel to it. I really love that song, and it's fun to play live. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I'll bet, because you're a busy bee on stage doing that,
yeah.
I would imagine.
Yeah, I'm controlling a lot of sounds. Like, you know, just that whole intro of that song with the guitar coming in, that's all one guitar triggering. I know you can't really tell when you're just listening to it, but what I do is I have volume pedals. I have this big pedal board that I use that I control what sounds I want to come in as I'm playing the guitar. And it's really, really cool to do that live. You know, I want the orchestras to come in on the choruses. Okay, there they come. So I volume pedal them in, and then as I'm playing, and it just fills it up. It's just, and it grows, you know. It's kind of, that's what I do live, you know, when I'm playing. You know, it's really creative and fun. So, yeah, I am busy up on stage, a lot of foot tapping.
Right. And don't be surprised if there are some who don't describe that as, oh, that wind chime song, because it almost has this wind chime effect.
Yes, it's very airy. It has an outdoors. It has an outdoors. Yeah, good description, man. Yeah. Hey, Trish, you're on it.
Well, no, baby, you are. Oh, my gosh, this is so crazy. And you've just kicked me in the arse to think about ideas. And here's one. Maybe now or down the road, wouldn't this be cool, Steve, if you got Global, if you got the previous album, Global Kiss, and you got World Citizen together, and you have it as a United Nations package.
Oh.
And then
love that.
You work out something with New York and the United Nations, where everybody, when they come in and they're all sitting in their respective countries, they all have this package in front of them.
Oh, wow. Love it.
And you know what?
Wow. Great idea.
It's just an implement for peace, because who's to say, since, you know, you have some vocals and some instrumentals, who's to say that somebody from Iran won't say, you know what, I was wrong about these Americans.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I have no wish to blow anything up anymore.
Right, exactly. That's funny you mentioned that, because it's exactly what I'm feeling too with music, how it can just transcend everything. It really does. And I really believe in that when I'm writing music, you know, how can I help? You know, it's kind of like, you know, to reach out to other countries in that way, you know, that is the mission.
There's got to be a way to do that, because
sure.
It's not only that you're an ambassador for music, but you're more than that. You really want, your intention is to get the music into people's hands that can make a difference.
Right.
When they take this CD home with them, here they've got their headphones on, and they're, you know, maybe they're in the plane. They've gone from New York to Iraq or to Iran or to Afghanistan or wherever. And, you know, maybe it will calm the German chancellor down now that a socialist is in France as leader.
Right.
Who knows?
Right.
But that music, you have to utilize it in ways that other people haven't thought to utilize it. And
yeah,
you're the
right.
guy to do it. You're the guy to do it.
Yeah. Well, thank you for that. It's all about, you know, getting together a nice team of people, you know, and coming up with these concepts and pushing them forth. It's a fabulous idea. My gosh.
Well, you know, you just are so itching to take what you're doing to the next level. It's really time. I mean, mm-hmm. you've had these amazing musical journeys, starting out with First View, and by the way, I'm still digging Midnight at the Oasis on that.
Wow. Nice.
Love that. And, you know, I've got my Steve Oliver favorites because I absolutely love Fearless. Fearless to me is an anthem, and you are way beyond what most people are doing and playing, and you're creating this kind of instrumentation on stage, and this is why performers are a little sketchy about you, Steve, because...
Oh, no. I don't want that. It's all about, you know, it's funny, you know, that it's happened that way, but, I mean, that's not intentional. It's just out of love and...
Of course.
You know.
Of course. But, you know, look, here's the situation. I don't know if I told you. Yeah, I probably did, but a couple of years ago, I saw Pieces of a Dream open for another act that may have had some more notoriety,
sure.
but Pieces of a Dream worked it on
right.
stage. They're just naturally effervescent. They're
right.
naturally entertaining. It's just mind-boggling what they're able to do, and I felt sorry for the superstar who followed him.
All right.
And so did he. He felt sorry for himself.
No.
He did, because there's nothing you can do. It's just you, Steve. You bring so much to a performance table. People are just going to have to get their minds right and think like you, because we're all in this so we can make an audience happy and give them what they want and give them some peace so they can
right.
walk away and get to their life.
Yeah, exactly right. And my number one goal of every show is to invite the audience in. Don't have a wall between the artist and audience. And, you know, I've always been about, I let the audience know what I'm doing. I explain how I do it with the guitar and the voice, and I explain it so they know. I'm trying to invite them in so they see it. And so it's always, you know, constantly, I'm just doing that all the time, you know, in shows, every show, because I want the audience, you know, to be a part of it.
What was the best experience that you can recall with an audience? Was there something that really transcended what you could have possibly imagined in a particular show?
You know, it's funny. Every show has their own thing. It's almost
yeah.
like every show. Every time I play music, it's a magical time because the artist is creating the overall vibe, you know, of it stems from the artist, and then you have to massage the audience in, you know, and corral them in and invite them in. So once you invite them in, they're a part, just as part as a band is, you know. I mean, music doesn't happen without people. It's that simple. And so, but every show, there's a part in the show where I do kind of this orchestra sounds from my guitar, and it's like towards the end of the show, and I do it like a solo guitar piece, and I, you know, play like a classical kind of solo nylon guitar solo piece, and then I bring in this orchestra sound, and then I feature that, and it just builds and builds and builds, and it becomes so, everybody gets goosebumps. I mean, the band does. Every time they say, every time we go there, God, it's the same thing at show after show. And the audience, there's something about it. It's just an unspoken thing that's so hypnotic and magical just when I'm playing these sounds. And it's totally translating, you know, and I could feel it from the audience and they could feel it from us. And it's just, it's every time I get goosebumps. And it's almost like an out-of-body experience.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, wow.
It really is. It's like, you know, certain times in the show, I don't even know, you don't even know what time it is, you don't even know where you're at, you just know you're feeling this feeling, and it's transcending. And it happens every time we play this one, you know, part of the show, and it's towards the end of the concert, and then, you know, and then we have a, you know, and then we celebrate and have a party afterwards, but it's so moving, and it just has that. It's so hard to explain. You know, I only could say it's like an out-of-body experience.
Well, you know, I totally relate to that because back in the day when Earth, Wind, and Fire came upon the scene,
mm-hmm.
and that first album came out, we had heard, I don't know of anybody who has seen this, but I had heard that at some point Maurice and Philip were levitating.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It just becomes so overwhelming.
Right.
And, you know, suddenly your music becomes this prayer to the universe.
Right. It's almost like you're even though you're playing it and you're part of it, it becomes so big. You know, whatever the energy that was created, because music is energy. You know, and
mm-hmm.
and it transcends. It's just something about that. It's so special, you know, and it's so hard to put your finger on it. But you're right. I mean, I could see them levitating, and they come from a good place. That, you know, Maurice is very much, very connected. Maurice and Philip, they're both very connected individuals, you know, musically and spiritually. I mean, they're real in tune. And
very,
that's why they're and very positive. I mean,
yes.
If you look at all their music, same thing. It's all, you know, there was not too much negativity in their tunes.
No, and it's they're serene, and you've got this serenity too. That kind of high doesn't come to those who are negative. It comes to those
right.
who know their place in the world, and know that they are of service to other people.
Right.
That's a big thing.
Oh, absolutely. And having no ego. It's not about the, it's just about, you know, just feeling. And that's why each show's different, because the energy's different, you know, and everywhere you play, and the room's different, the lighting, the, you know, everywhere, you know, and you play differently and you feel that, you know, and you want to, you know, still make it as good as you can in any situation. It could be thunderstorms going on or whatever, you know. I mean, you know, we get put in so many different situations, you know, playing music. And an artist's job is to be able to, you know, come on, let's have a, you know, let's transcend this and make it good, you know. At least that's my theory.
and you know, that's so funny, because one of the cooler shows ever was back in during the time I was living in Nashville, and there's this amazing Native American singer-songwriter named Bill Miller, and he did a lot of songs that were very very passionate about his background, and one of them was Raven in the Snow. And while he was singing the beginning of the song, it started to rain, and we were outdoors. He had a canopy, but he sang with such fervor. It was as if he went into this zone that cast away the rain. By the end of the song, the rain had stopped and the rainbow had come out.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. It was,
nice.
You know, and those kinds of things I know have happened to you, because you make audiences go through a metamorphosis.
Wow. You know, it's funny. Wow, that's very nice. You know, it's really cool. There's times where, like, we'd be playing outdoor festivals or somewhere outdoors, and it would be like by a train track. And I've done this many times where the train would come, I get, you know, I get the band to stop, and I hear a rhythm within the track. So I, you know, with the tracks as the train's going by, so I start coming, doing my vocal percussion stuff with the train. So I'll do that. If I hear something, you know, and I hear this, you know, I'll start going boom, you know, I'll start doing these kind of vocalese things, and, you know, just it's really fun, you know.
Wow.
So I bring in the elements around, you know, because I you know, I pay attention to the sounds. And we just at the show, this was really funny, we just did my CD release party for World Citizen with the band. It was at a beautiful winery in Temecula, California.
Yes.
And we were playing, and the car alarms go off from the vibration of the music.
Oh, whoa.
So I'm hearing all these, it was all these rhythms of car alarms. So I stopped, and I just went, I started playing with it because it was all in, they were all tuned into the same key. So I found the key that the car alarms were in. It was like C sharp. So I started playing something in C sharp, and the whole audience it was just a laugh. So I love doing that when elements just happen naturally. You know, you just feel it out and just have fun with it instead of, you know, a lot of artists would go, what the hell, and get irritated. Not me. I'll bring it into the equation, and how can we have fun with this? Oh, yeah, let's do that. So just a little, you know, storyline.
And you know what? You remind me very much. There was a few years ago where I was hanging out with a Native American storyteller who was Cherokee and a Lakota Sioux poet who lived in PA, and they would share a lot with me. You remind me of what they told me about their cultures, having an ear to the earth and listening very carefully for what you can do that is natural, a natural positive reaction to what the earth says.
Yeah, wow.
That's
yeah,
pretty cool, Steve.
Exactly, yeah. And just being in tune, you know, especially with sounds and, you know, it could be anything, you know, thunder, everything has a rhythm.
Yeah.
You know, so I just pay attention to that stuff. And if I hear something kind of neat, I'm, you know.
And trained.
Trained.
When you hear them, not necessarily close up, but in the distance, oh, my God, is that one of the most beautiful sounds ever?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're blowing the horn and it just, the pitch changes. Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh,
we don't live too far from a train here. I always hear it in the distance, you know, where I live. So it's kind of, I love that sound.
And it makes you stop, and you wonder where people are going. You wonder who's on the train, and
yeah.
There's a longing. I don't know about you, but sometimes there's a longing to go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. Oh, well, you're going to be going a lot of different places, and I know that time is getting to be of the essence. I wanted to play a vocal, and Steve, I just love How Will You Know.
Oh, thank you. That's one of my favorite songs.
Man.
Again, it's, you know, this is a different lyric for me when I was writing it. You know, it was more of a, you know, just an observation of, you know, people that claim they know everything and, you know, but I kind of put a little twist on it and just made it somewhat a little positive that there's, you know, a little optimistic. But, yeah, it's like, how will you know? And, you know, it's kind of a concept of, you know, learning. You don't know until you learn. You know, you have to grow. You have to. So that's the message of the lyrical content of this song.
And you have to pose the question.
Yeah. You have to ask.
You
how
have
do you know
to
if you don't ask, you know?
Right.
It's that simple.
Oh, my gosh. People do make things complicated, don't they?
I've aged in, too. I think it's a part of our condition, you know, as human. You know, we get thrown so much stuff at us. But you know what? If you really pay attention to your inner, you know, yourself, and use that as your gauge, I think that you won't go wrong. I mean, your first gut instinct, I mean, this is what I believe. Your first gut instinct is your right instinct on any decision making. You know, that's just what I go by.
Well, hopefully people are coming from a place of goodness like you. I mean, you really do think of so much outside of yourself. And actually, this song typifies that. This is Steve Oliver, beautiful song. Listen to the lyric of this from World Citizen, How Will You Know, on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Woohoo!
There it sits, just waiting around the corner, and it's staring at you every single day. I as you dive in the trenches to make it come together. And you never hear what all the people say. With the lack of great experience, you seem to know it all. How will you know? You have such a vivacious appetite for a world you have not seen. So how will you know? The air has left it too, and you're justified to find your own law and order as you paint a sign and have them all follow you. With the light of great experience, you seem to know it all. So how will you know?
How will you know?
You have such a vivacious appetite for a world.
Oliver, you had a ball doing that song, didn't you?
Yeah, with every song, you know, there's always a story. I love it. I did.
Oh, my gosh. You just soared on that song. I can just imagine what that's like when people see that. You just go. You really do live up to what you said in your last CD. You are fearless. God bless you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Wow.
Oh, my gosh. I do. You know I think the world of you. I do.
Oh, thank you, Trish. You're You're such a doll.
No, you are. I mean, everybody needs to hear this CD, and first of all, to see the evolutionary process of how Steve Oliver has grown through these CDs. You were always absolutely exquisite on that guitar, but the song that I'm going to play, I'm going to, you know, say my goodbye to you, and I know that you're focusing on Watching the World, which I'm going to be playing endlessly, by the way, in the next several weeks. But I just love the fact that you stretched again on this CD with Fiesta.
Yeah, that's a party song. It's a dance Latin. It's a Latin dance party, you know, and I played violin on it and
Yes. Did
some new things on it. And it was a real fun. I did all the drums on it and the percussion. I came out. I really like that song. It's a
dance
party.
You're so casual about it. Oh, yeah, I played violin on that.
Oh, no. I guess I live in this world every day, so it's like, oh, yeah, it's all good.
Yes, you just, I mean, it's nothing to you to play most of the instruments on a song. You just live it. You are so involved in music. And those of us who are mere mortals.
No.
We
all have something to bring to the party. That's how I look at it.
This is true. But every song on the CD, from Design to New Possibilities, One Big Smile, the way that you ended the CD, oh, my God.
Yeah, a tune called Wide Open View. Yeah, it's very
so
open.
So beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's an orchestra guitar piece with a trumpet. You know, player on it. It came out really, really beautiful.
Man, and I just love the fact that you're getting some folks who are worthy to play with you. Matter of fact, Andrew New and I had a little exchange the other day, and I said that you had spoken so highly of him because you were on Cool Jazz Conversations, and he said, "I love Steve Oliver. I love him."
Oh.
It was like this huge love fest, and I said, well, first of all, I'm going to give props to you because you're from Philadelphia. I am too, so I'm going to make sure your name gets out there. And he said, Trish,
I'm actually working with Andrew on his project and producing and writing a couple of songs for him. So
he's excited.
He's a wonderful saxophone player and a great friend, and yeah.
Well, I had in mind, and again, I know that there are certain things in the real world that folks focus on as far as songs are concerned, but I had this idea, and this is the beauty of this show, Steve. It seemed cool to me to have this global vision because I wanted to play Fiesta back-to-back with 81-year-old Ira Sullivan, who was one of the great legends that we have left in jazz.
Wow, beautiful.
So, yeah, that's what I'm going to do, a 10-piece song that sounds like the Marlboro Man coming into town following Fiesta.
We got a spaghetti western going on right here.
Exactly, that's it. That's it. Oh, well, what would you like to see happen? I'm going to let you go after I ask you that question. What would it be a dream, the ultimate dream for 2012 for you with World Citizen?
Oh, well, just, you know, reaching as many people as we can in an organic way, you know, and bringing some happiness into a, you know, a kind of a negative kind of time, you know, and that's kind of the mission with this album is kind of helping people with music. I know, you know, when people get a chance to listen to music, you know, maybe they'll hear something and it'll make them feel better. And that it's really that simple, you know, with me, with music. And World Citizen, I mean, that's the mission.
And you know what? This whole philosophy of yours that comes shining through the CD might just affect people in ways, not just musically, who might embrace the album, but in ways that are everyday ways. For example, you really have put a spark in me to monitor what I say publicly on Facebook.
Really?
Yes. Because of your deliberate way of doing things, and you know, you've got the back burner in your mind going all the time, okay, will this help somebody, or could it hurt somebody if I put it out there? So it really resonated with me.
Wow. Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
That's really cool. I mean, yeah, because it's, yeah, I mean, we all have our gauge, you know, and of how to, you know, what feels right, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you find that, you know, the happy balance of what feels right, it is right.
And a lot of carelessness gets thrown out there, and foolish talk, and that even in and of itself, if it's not negative, it could be, because sometimes you know, there's actually cyberbullying going on.
Oh yeah.
And sometimes there are people with hurt feelings, so. You know, we need to figure out better ways to communicate, so that just because somebody can get puffed up because of something funny they say, at what expense?
Right.
And you've created those wheels and meat to keep going. So I appreciate you.
Oh my gosh! Well, thank you, and I appreciate you. I mean, you're such an open vessel. It's so, my gosh, it's so wonderful.
Oh, well,
you know what? You are so great.
God,
and
love you.
And what you're doing with the show and music and bringing, you know, the positivity and bringing that to a forefront. And thank you for allowing that to happen.
Oh, well, look, everybody needs to get a piece of this pie. And if we're all working on this, if the straight-ahead cats are working with the contemporary folks, and there's a lot of people who are fused and funky and soulful, and they want to get in the mix, why can't it all work together in this really delicious mix so that everybody wins?
Exactly. And it's that simple. I mean, and again, it's not me, it's we. You know?
Exactly. Exactly. Mr. Wee.
Mr. Wee.
I like it.
There's another album title, Wee.
Mr.
No, there
Wee.
We go.
Well, you know what, though? You know, Chris Bode has a new CD out called Impressions.
Yes.
I think that you should go for Destinations, because that's what you're all about.
Ooh. I like that. You got it. It's done. I like that.
Because, look, I really did the research, and I promise I'll let you go, but I was having such a good time. I went, okay, let's go to positive energy. All right, right direction and horizon on there.
Oh, man.
And then I went to radiant, across the water, trade winds, reach the sky. All right, Steve.
I know. How much, and that's sad, huh? No.
You are the coolest, obsessed person that I know.
Oh, man, you're so nice. But, yeah, I am kind of, you know, trying to keep that party going, you know, of the, you know, positive reinforcement.
We have to. We have to.
Mm-hmm.
Just like you said in How Well You Know, you know, people looking at that glass. We have to encourage those who tend to look at it as if it's empty all the time to say, look what's around you. You woke up this morning. Hello.
Right. Right. Exactly.
Oh, bless your heart. Well, look, we will talk again, and your amazing wife, can I just say I love Gisela?
Oh, thank you. Yes, it doesn't happen without her. Yeah.
Man, she is an absolute source of pride to the Black Forest region of Germany. Thank you very much.
Yes. Oh,
man.
She is wonderful. I mean, oh, my gosh. You know, we've been married 14 years this year, so.
That's beautiful.
It's been pretty amazing. And actually, Marc Antoine introduced us, you know, the jazz guitarist.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, when I was playing with, you know, my wife's from Germany, so, you know, Marc's from France. So
yes.
I always do my Marc Antoine impersonations, you know, Daloops, you know, he has that great French accent. So I get, you know, Marc introduced us, and it's been bliss, you know, ever since, so. I'm blessed.
Man, that's just fairy tale stuff. And see, this, once you have that, I try to tell my son this when he is embarking on his journey, you know, doing his studies and maybe finding the right girl who gets him. I said, you know what? The fact of the matter is that when you find a partnership in life, it frees you up to do the things that you were meant to do.
Exactly. And then, yeah, exactly. And as you know, and you're open too to let, you know, your partner do what they need to do. I mean, it's just an exchange, you know.
Right.
I mean,
well,
works.
Steve, that's why I'm waiting for Lionel Richie, okay?
Ah, is that right? Well, let's make this happen.
You know what? It's being spoken out into the universe rather continually these days because he's, you know, the right age. I mean, I've been known as a cougar, but he's the right age. Because he's going to be 63 on June 20th.
Ah, nice.
So he doesn't act like an old man. So,
no.
You know, and he doesn't want to get married again. But I think that possibly someone could persuade him otherwise.
You never know.
See?
You never know. Never say never.
Exactly.
Yeah. I hope he's listening.
Well, look, we're working on him possibly being here.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, because he's got another side of the story to tell. This is the amazing thing about folks who come on the show. No matter where they're from, they always have this story that relates to somebody who's listening, because I pray about that all the time. And
wow.
Ever since you said that you decided to be on the show, good things have happened. So, you know what? Heaven's smiling on you.
Oh, beautiful.
Yep.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And
we'll
be talking again. And I know that good things are going to come every single day for World Citizen. And you deserve everything, Steve.
Oh, thank you so much. It's, I mean, what a joy, talking with you. And I'm just on a high. So thank you
good.
For that.
Oh, good. It's just stay naturally buzzed.
Yes. No coffee allowed. It's all good, you know.
It's all good. Yeah, the coffee has worn down now, so now
right.
It's just the natural buzz.
Yeah, it is definitely that. Thank you for that.
Yep, and I'll be talking to you because there's a couple of other things I'm going to shoot past you as far as what we can do to make the world take an even bigger and better notice.
Oh, beautiful. I'm down with that. That's awesome. Thank you.
Cool.
Yeah.
You are welcome. And you have work to do, and that's why I need to let you go. Otherwise, I'd have you on here for 3 hours.
I know. It's like I got an interview actually in 15 minutes actually.
Oh my God! Listen, go do your thing and know that people in the chat room are going to be buzzing. Griselda and Beach and Micah and Matt and a couple of folks have been floating back and forth as guests, but everybody's been a buzz since you first got on the air with me.
Oh well, thanks everyone. That's awesome.
Yeah, you are. So continued blessings to you, and we'll see you on the other side of someplace special.
Oh, thank you. Definitely.
Thank you.
And thanks for everything that you do.
Thank you, Steve. I appreciate that, and thank you. And I'm going to say goodbye to you and then dive into Fiesta.
Perfect. All right, Trish.
We'll talk to you soon.
You bet. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Amazing. Amazing. I'm telling you, I just love him. I loved him then, loved him now, always will. And this is another side of World Citizen. I want you to check this out because this is Steve's foray into the violin. It's just not what you necessarily would expect from anybody. But that's the beauty of Steve Oliver. He doesn't do what anybody else does. He follows his heart and his soul and that inner working that makes all this mix so delicious. Woo! Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. World Citizen is the name of the CD. Please buy it. You need to hear every single song, and this is Fiesta. from Trish Hennessy.
blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to arrive. Blackbird singing in the dead of the night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to be free. Thank you.
Woohoo! Cassandra Wilson, the Grammy Award winner who has just been a jewel at Blue Note for many years. Man, just hearing her is a breath in your ear that just goes right down into you. Actually, somebody described her voice as molasses. I love that. Born and raised in Jackson, Mississippi, and in her household, music and education were stressed. She was classically trained at the age of 6, and then she went on to play in the band. She was playing funk. She played acoustic. She dived into a lot of music before she found her voice, and what a voice there. Oh, my gosh. From Silver Pony, obviously a live recording, just not that long ago. Man, Blackbird never sounded so good. Just that whole take on a Lennon-McCartney tune that makes it have this new meaning that just pops out. I just love her, and we don't not hearing as much as we need to hear from Cassandra. So I'm curious as to what she's doing, and I hope that she still has Marvin Sewell with her, a phenomenal guitarist who's all over Silver Pony. It's almost worth it not only to hear her, of course, with that molasses voice, but Marvin do his guitar work. Amazing. Ira Sullivan, who just turned 81 on May 1st, from several years ago, Vento Bravo from the CD Peace. Ira is this very unusual guy. IraSullivanJazz.com has more information. Bop trumpeter, flugelhornist, flautist, sax man, composer. Born in D.C., much time spent in Chicago, now based in Miami. And honestly, a couple of things about Ira. First of all, he broke the color barrier with Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers back in the day. And Ira did not really want to be in the fray as far as folks going on the road. He didn't want to leave his family. So he's been based in Florida for quite some time and wanted to have that base. Subsequently, he lost out on some opportunities. I don't think that he really cares. What he did in the meantime was he mentored a lot of individuals, including up-and-comers back then, like Jaco Pastorius. And a lot of folks are real loving and respectful toward Ira because since he was based in Florida and since people were coming and going in that neck of the woods in Miami, he would often encourage these artists who maybe weren't getting encouragement at the time because they were in this highly competitive field. Ira didn't care about that as much. What he cared about was making the music that he thought was really important and would last. And, man, he's just legendary. I've been trying, maybe not trying hard enough to get him on the show. I really want to talk to him. He's just a unique presence in the world of jazz, and I'm honored that I'm living in the time that he is. Steve Oliver, there's another one. Fiesta. From World Citizen. Can't say enough about how much we appreciate the time he spent with us because I wasn't sure that it was going to be an hour or maybe it would bleed through to another hour, but God bless him. He's just wonderful. I just want to do my part to make sure more folks know about Steve Oliver because it's not only his talent, which is supernatural, but also his heart, which is beyond the globe as far as how big it is. He's just amazing. Chelsea Green. Woo! Good things are happening to this girl. We like to think it's a little bit because she was on the show. But look, a lot of people are coming to her attention and vice versa. She is just amazing. Violinist. We were just speaking about Steve doing the violin on Fiesta. Here's a gal. She should get together with Steve. Ooh, wonder who could teach who. This is from her brand new Still Green CD, Chelsea Green and the Green Project. It's Whatever on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. This is Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy.
It's a simple fact, don't you know? Stash it in your mind for a while, but it'll beat your heart while you're smiling. And it's true, we need another so that one reflects one.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. That's heaven. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Life's begun. Oh, remember the members together to the stars. There we were, here we are. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Ooh, home, heaven.
Knocking over here to get a little
older. But it's cold,
gosh,
yeah, man, it's cold.
It's not like a chicken soda, there's a little room before it starts to get much older. But that's all part of life, game.
Da, da, da,
under the steel and death, in your root, the easy truth, you get a fair view. What a panorama with an awful lot of drama. On a school of the earth, stay. A crack of comedy, a light and laugh, a little bit of lick, a big kiss. A little, little like a river hits a ooh-wee.
Wee,
so it's a really cool fun. Everybody in the whole cast plays his part from the heart. It's so long, nothing you're digging on to pull it off. But never mind the outer shatter. Really long as you'll be climbing and climbing and climbing and kick the ladder there. And keep a climbing to the edge of every top. Put it down as everyday exercise. All together, come on, come on. They got us on a planet, but there's always a call. A high, a low, a good, a bad, a fast, a slow. One glad, one sad, one then, one now. Here we always have a choice in what's new. What we all do need a little rest. Sleep at night and see the river back. We're always feeling better in the morning. The night goes back, the back sun goes down, so we do too. That's true. So we see you at night, die. Hey, we've never done a lot of fun. Had a little golden day and night without a respite. Better get it right. The movie's better than we just survive before a ride. Fails to call a suicide, but it isn't really is. We can try to change the name a lot, but hey, what you see is what you've got. That's real sure. You can take my word that I think it's everything for certain. So do not remember me. I gotta rely. You, your eyes, you see that I'm dependent on. I need you. Oh yes, but we do need each other. So I need you.
Here we are, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5,
going to be stranded on a desert island, you might want to take The Standard with you by Take Six. Man, that'll buoy you up while you're waiting for help. Man, that's so good. Seven Steps to Heaven with John Hendricks, the great one, starting off on vocals there, and Al Jarreau kicking in, and Till Brunner doing that flugelhorn. Man, that's so nice. Just love to hear Take Six. And when they collaborate with different people, everybody's spirits are buoyed, because folks that Take Six ask are thrilled, and Take Six just feeds off the energy of folks that come into the group. It's just awesome. They have some kind of dates. Wow, I'm just looking at the calendar for what they have ahead. Chicago, then France, Switzerland, Italy, Japan, and they're coming back in September, I see, playing with the Virginia Symphony. I really want to see that. That's going to be some kind of awesome. Claude McKnight, let me see how I can put this delicately. Claude McKnight needs our good energy and our prayers, and I'll tell you why. With all of the challenges that Claude has had through his life, he finds himself in a situation where he's got a big one. I don't know if you know what's going on with Brian McKnight, but if you don't, Brian McKnight has a new name. It's Brian McNasty, because of a song that he just put out there and took a lot of us totally by surprise. So Claude now is in a situation where he has to defend his brother and adhere to his spiritual values, and actually wrote a blog about it several days ago, and is anguished about it. He posted something today I wanted to share. I just love Claude. Claude's been up one mountain and down, and has lived to tell the tale, and he's a fan of C.S. Lewis, and he put on his page, "The next best thing to being wise oneself is to live in a circle of those who are." Love that, and I think that he's finding himself through all of this, the changes that his brother is going through. Brian sure does need prayer. I know that he absolutely stymied the Tom Joyner show the other day when he was on. Nobody knew exactly what to make of what he had to say. I'm not sure what's going on. No judgment involved. It's just that Brian's gone through some changes and feels as though he has to go in another direction in order to get attention. So, whatever. Just pray for Claude and pray for Brian if you're a praying person, okay? Because Claude is Claude is just in a place where he doesn't know exactly what to say to people who are questioning him. So I'll leave it at that. Miles Davis, played him because Miles' birthday, God bless him, coming up May 26th, born 1926, passed away too soon, please, too soon, 1991, So What, from the immortal Kind of Blue from 1959. Personnel on this, just so incredible, just to say. Bill Evans, Wynton Kelly on a track, Jimmy Cobb on drums, Bass Beast Paul Chambers featured both Coltrane and Cannonball on this. Just, you talk about the A-team. Man. And actually, Dennis Hopper, the actor, before he passed away, Dennis was always full of stories. And I don't know what kind of relationship he had with Miles Davis, but apparently they got into this repartee. And it would wind up with, "So what?" So apparently, that is how the song came to be that title. I don't know if Dennis Hopper was telling tales or whatever, but there's certainly validity to thinking about the possibility that that could happen. But cool title, especially when it's right after Chelsea Green and it's Whatever from her Still Green CD. Chelsea tomorrow. Be thinking about her. This is so exciting. She's going to be at the St. Lucia Jazz Festival tomorrow. This performer, educator, and arranger is just making some inroads. On Facebook, she just posted something. I know our sister friend Griselda in Texas saw this, but it's so cool. I don't know what transpired, but she was on a plane, and personnel came to her and said, "Miss Green, we're so sorry to inconvenience you, but we're going to have to ask you to move to first class." She said, "Oh, that's no problem." So she took a picture of first class. She was loving life. She'll continue to love life because that kind of playing on violin, classically trained, bringing jazz elements, bringing some hip-hop elements into what she does, she's crazy talented. Now, you heard in the beginning of the interview with Steve Oliver, Mr. E, Albert Norwood II, come into play. Albert was listening to us via the phone because he couldn't get things to kick in with his system at home. So hopefully he'll hear this on archive, or maybe he's listening now through another means. But I wanted to make sure I played this other song from the Three Project by the Christian Instrumentalist. It's Albert, composer, keyboardist, doing his thing on this fused jazz piece, along with Sheldon, Brother Stone Grace, producer, bass, etc., sharing artistry, actually sharing what they do, and they do so well, to tempt folks to touch the hem of Jesus' garment. They are all about making sure they get the gospel message across, and this is a very cool piece. It's called Storm in the Gates on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy.
Thank you. When the summer came, you were not around. Now that summer's gone and love cannot be found, where are you, baby, when I need you? Like right now, my
Gentleman's name. What a gentleman. He's about, what, 6'7"? Just about to 7 foot. Amazing. Superwoman and Get Here. Just heard that song last night by Anita King, making her debut at Blues Alley. And I just have to make mention of that. And I'll go back to Vic, because not only was Anita astounding, but she also had the A-team with her. David Dyson on bass, Mark Prince on drums, Alvin White on guitar, Vince Evans on keys, and Thad Wilson on trumpet. It was miraculous. It was really unbelievable. The shows were packed, 8 and 10. So good for you, Anita King. We love you so much. And Vic, we love you. If you want to go to www.bigvix.com, you will get a hold of Phoback, and it will change your world. It's available through CD Baby. Woo! I'm telling you what, Vix was on the show not that long ago, and he told us his tale, and it is some kind of story. It really should be made into a movie. Got to put the fire under that man so he can get that to happen. But working on a second CD, this one did really well, still doing extraordinarily well. Again, Daoud Saeed will produce. Busy guy, Daoud, also producing Ray Gaskins these days, and Daoud also played keyboard on that song. And Craig Austin, Man Alive, was he playing that saxophone on that piece? But that is Vic and his CD, Throwback. Scott Allman, Home Again, from his Generations CD. University of Pennsylvania graduate, composer, keyboardist, performer, publisher, and architect. Just really wild to throw that out there, but he really is. And a creative force. Let me tell you what he's doing. If you go to Scott Allman, A-L-L-M-A-N, just like the Allman Brothers, ScottAllmanMusic.com, he is doing something that is very cool. He has a new CD in the works, but he wants to get your input. So he wants you to tell him about your places of inspiration, but he wants it done in a certain way. Three words to describe it, where it is, how you feel, and what you call it. He's just an interesting guy. I think all that creativity and the architecture sure has translated to the music, but it's also offshoots into other areas. Really cool. So I'm going to do it. Maybe you want to do it too. ScottUlmanMusic.com. Christian instrumentalist, Detroit-based, available this 3 project on Amazon and CD Baby. The track you heard, making everybody in the chat room happy, is Stormin' the Gates. This particular 3 project was 8 years in the making, and again, it's Albert Norwood II, who is composer and keyboardist, working with Sheldon Brother Stone Grace, who's a producer, plays bass, does a lot. And they really do want to make sure that they share their artistry so that other people can get the message in a contemporary, fused, if you will, way about Jesus, because that's why they're called the Christian instrumentalists. Love that tune. Apparently, I am not alone. So I know that we have to whittle our way back and get some music in. And I know that we went a little over with Steve, which I knew would happen, but that's okay because Gretchen Parlato will be here for about a half an hour on Thursday. She's going to play at Ram's Head in Annapolis on Friday. So we'll put this music that we didn't get to today into that mix on Thursday. Let's make sure that we deliver a promise that we made to Attila Molnar. From Hungary to Maryland, this man has quite a resume himself. Just love this song. He is not without work these days. He's playing almost every night in the region. He's just so amazing on keyboard. This is Dreams, title track from his most recent CD. On Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy, Attila Molnar.
This is just a little samba built upon a single note. Other notes are bouncing, follow, but the root is still that note. Not a single note is the consequence of the notes we've just been through. As I'm bound to be the unavoidable consequence of you. There's so many people who can talk and talk and talk and just say nothing, really nothing. I have used up all the skills I know in the end. I've come to nothing, really nothing. Come back to my first note as I must come back to you. I will pour into that one note all the love I feel for you. Anyone who wants the whole show, Remy Fasolatito, he will find himself with no show. Better play the note you know.
The lovely Lynn and Ken who joined us a few months ago. And man, I'm just tickled. That was One Note Samba from Joie de Vivre, their CD that we got to know a bit when Ken and Lynn were on the show. But I'm telling you what, there is something so hot that's happening. And it took them to do it. And it probably caught some folks by surprise that they initiated this project. I am so proud of them because this is going to put the group Verano on the map. 50 years ago, Charlie Bird and Stan Getz came to a little church called All Souls at 16th and Harvard Street, Northwest D.C., and they created this album. Amazing. Stan Getz flew in for the day, then he flew out the same day. They couldn't find another place to do this. Just a long story made short, because Charlie Bird was attending All Souls, the folks there said, okay, look, you can have a room in the church. So they proceeded to introduce the samba and bossa nova to the world. Their particular album, Jazz Samba, was number one, the only jazz album to go number one on the Billboard charts, on the pop charts. It was just amazing, with reverberation still today. As you can see, there's Lynn singing One Note Samba, and there's Ron Kearns right before that doing Quiet Nights from his brand new Quiet Nights CD. Ron also was on the show, and great saxophonist, great teacher, producer, musician, amazing band leader, author, and that got to him, the bossa nova and the samba, this Brazilian overthrow, if you will, of music just got to everybody. Well, here's what Verano is doing. On May 20th, they're going to be in concert at All Souls Church in conjunction with their new CD to celebrate the golden anniversary of Jazz Samba. That's pretty doggone shrewd. That is really shrewd stuff that they're doing. And as well as the group Verano, they're going to have Jeff Antoniak on sax, who's wonderful, and also Alejandro Lucchini on percussion. It's going to be insane. And don't you know that Verano is coming up not this Thursday, but next Thursday. So get ready. It's just going to be a party and a half. Yeah, a lot of celebrating to do. I am so proud of them. Verano Music, Wait a minute, let me spell it out. Oh, my God, I'm so tired from last night. You know how to spell Verano, right? Verononnaeu, music.com. Go there, and you will see all the calendar of events that Lynn and company are doing. Seriously, I usually get to sleep rather early on weeknights, but because we drove to D.C. last night, it took us a couple of hours to get back. You know how it is. Ron Kearns, we heard from Ron Kearns and Friends, Quiet Night. Ron just had his CD release party at the Strathmore on Sunday, where Chelsea Green had hers. A good time was had by all. Ron Kearns, K-E-A-R-N-S. I got to stop spelling so you'll know how to get to him and buy his music, too, because that's a lovely CD. And we also heard from Attila Molnar. Attila, his calendar is absolutely full, and his birthday is coming up on the 13th. So please, if you're on Facebook, wish him a happy birthday. Performing with Jared frequently over the next several weeks. So if you have a chance to go see them in person, do. If you have a chance to pick up Dreams, you will be very happy that you did. Time for a couple of more songs. Shall we do this? I have to. Something brand new from Chris Bode. I'm not sure if you're ready for this. This is what is considered to be a favorite song by many, especially if you are a Michael Jackson fan. This is a song that was written by R. Kelly on Chris Bode's brand new Impressions CD, making quite a splash for a few different reasons. Two songs left, one instrumental, one vocal. So get ready, because there's a little theme here, and I think you'll enjoy the theme a lot. Chris Bode, You Are Not Alone on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Show, but that's okay because work is more important. I Am Here For You, one of the shining jewels from Debbie's In the Midst of Love CD. And if you go to DebbiePoole, POOLE.com, you will be able to purchase that CD, which is so worth it. Just some real examples of why we have come to love Debbie so much for her talent in this area. A Baltimore MD. Oh my gosh. She has a video posted if you are on Facebook. It's really very cool. I just love the connections that people have made since Hybrid Jazz started last August. It's just such a tickle to know this. Well, Matt, who's listening at this present time, Matt is Debbie's manager. Wink, wink, nod, nod. Matt got to know Miche Fambro, who was also an artist and just an amazing talent. Miche should be international for sure. Well, Matt and Debbie and Miche got together because Miche came to town. So before I even got a chance to go, because Miche and I have communicated via phone and through email, but not in person. So Matt and Debbie met him, and Debbie and Miche did this song that was just amazing. Actually, I think they did a couple, but their chemistry was so nice, and to hear their voices blend was just great, and Miche played guitar. So I say that all to say that Mr. Fambro is going to join us on the 22nd. Let me tell you what, be prepared, because there is going to be some kind of show going on when he is on this particular show with me. That's all I'm going to say. Debbie Poole, I Am Here For You. That's the song that made me cry from In the Midst of Love. Go check DebbiePoole.com out. Chris Bodie, amazing stuff, impressions, brand new. You Are Not Alone, the R. Kelly song that Michael Jackson made so famous, touched everybody so much. Chris Bodie is crazy. He works over 250 days a year. But as long as he's turning out music like this with... Check who he's got on the CD with him: Mark Knopfler, Andrea Bocelli, Herbie Hancock, David Foster, and Vince freaking Gill. Vince Gill doing Losing You, the Randy Newman song. They just did this on Good Morning America just the other day. Amazing. Chris Bodie, and also that was Leonardo, Amiudo on guitar. Just wonderful. You are not alone. And that is true. That is really true. How true is it, Trish? Well, I'm going to tell you how new it is. You are not ever alone. Not as long as there's a chat room here on Hybrid Jazz from Trish Hennessy. Thank you, Beach, Griselda, Matt, Kimmy. Thank you also to Del Chalk and to all the various folks that have come back and forth and hung out with us for a while, including Micah Chevalier. Nice to see her. I think she may have gotten in trouble because she closed the door at her workplace, but I think that she was caught. Next time around, at 1:30 on Thursday, Gretchen Parlato. You talk about a charmed life. All right? This girl is living one. She's going to be at Ramshead in Annapolis on Friday, spending about half an hour with us. Next Tuesday, Jonathan Widren, a most respected journalist who's got very strong opinions about varying matters. And we'll get all of them and his choices for what he's listening to these days. And then we have Vera No. Then we have Miche. Jerry B. joins us. And some surprises coming your way. Not going to say what. Thanks so much. God bless you. Have a wonderful, wonderful Wednesday, Tuesday night, and we'll talk to you soon. Whew, I'm going to get some sleep. See you soon.